How would you like to be able to scale a multi-million dollar business without burnout? Claire Ansell will tell us how. She's the CEO and founder of Business Powerhouse, and she has built a multi-billion dollar consulting firm. And now she's on a mission to help more entrepreneurs like you to scale your business without overwhelm or burnout. So, Claire, please tell us, how can entrepreneurs that already have a successful business that is currently overwhelming them, how can they start to put structures and processes in place to make sure that they are building their business sustainably?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Yeah, that's an amazing question and one we answer every day. And so really for me, the key is for an entrepreneur is understanding where your point A is. Where are you today? And then, you know, what does that look like for you? It really understanding what are the opportunities? What are you not doing? What's not working? And then truly understanding what is your point B? Where are you going? What's the direction? What's the ultimate destination for this business? And when we understand the point A to the point B, we get to understand what the gap is between. And from that, we can build an effective roadmap to know exactly how we're going to get there.
Thank you. For someone who, let's say, has a multi-million dollar business, but is currently working, let's say, 16 hours a day, what would you say the very first point of action would be? What first step would they need to implement to work less and still get great results?
Yeah. The first thing that we do with any business owner at that size that's overworking is we look at what is all the chaos and understand everything that is taking place in their business on a daily basis to determine how do we eliminate that so that chaos can be included in that plan. Because a lot of time business owners build strategies and plans, but they don't truly understand where they are today, but also the elements that really impact their business. So they never solve the problems. And so if a business owner is working 17 hours a day, then there's elements of that day where they need to remove that from their time in their day. And we need to understand what that looks like. So the first piece is truly understanding.
Thank you. I think for a lot of entrepreneurs that are very successful, one of the key stumbling blocks is that they need to approve everything, including like expenses or check every single thing that every person does. Micromanaging, what would you have an entrepreneur do to start eliminating that and free up more time so they can scale their business without burnout?
Yeah, I think a lot of the need to be in control is because we're not in control of what our point B is. We don't know what our destination is and we don't know what we're going. And so when we determine that with a business owner, their purpose and their drive shifts from a day-to-day operations into a bigger picture. So the power or the magnet towards that point B alters, which gives them the drive to let go of that control, but that will not be enough. And so what we really help them do is understand what are the needle targets to get from point A to point B. And when they start to focus on those and understand like the actual steps in order to get that, they understand the bigger picture of what is actually taking place. And that gives them the freedom to remove the control. It's the lack of visibility that really makes the micromanaging happen.
Thank you. What would you say are the top five steps entrepreneurs typically need to do when scaling a multi-million dollar business without burnout? Are there any like common elements that you find? Because I know you did say you kind of take a custom approach, but let's say, are there any like top five elements that seem to be common among most people?
Yeah, no, we have a framework that we follow. So, I mean, it's custom to the person who's building that business because it's their business, but our framework is the same every time. And so that is the first piece is to remove the chaos. That's number one, like understanding who you are and what you do, your point A and your strengths and how you see the world. It's difficult to build a plan if you're an executor versus a strategic thinker and you build an executing plan for a strategic thinker. So understanding who you are and what you do and what your point A is. is, knowing what your point B is, determining what your move the needle numbers are, and then what are the critical milestones that need to actually address that. And really the piece number six is the missing piece, is what's the risk that would affect that plan actually happening. And once you get those six elements together, you're able to create what we call a tactical acceleration plan. And that is what would grow, you know, your business to tenfold.
Thank you. Tell us about your journey of how you started building a multi-billion dollar consulting firm. And how did you move away from that to building something that is more sustainable, that you started perhaps enjoying more and having more time freedom for your friends and family and leisurely activities?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, so for me, I was running a boutique consultancy firm where I would go into companies that were broken and not working, and I would transform them and help fix them. And so that was really the goal of the objective that I did. And I did that for, you know, 15 plus years. But I was traveling all the time. I had two children. And so I just was on plane after plane and decided that I needed to change that and change that direction. And so decided to take everything that I had learned in going in and saving and building those businesses and take them to the next level in terms of, you know, helping a small business truly understand how to grow and scale their business and remove that chaos and remove that. And so by doing that for myself and transitioning from being in a business that I grew that was amazing, but I didn't love it, in order to change that and be able to go and achieve my passion and my goal, which is to help small businesses.
Thank you. Tell us about three case studies of companies you have worked with, or entrepreneurs that you have worked with, where you have helped them to overcome burnout and continue that business growth.
Yeah, so one of the clients that I'm working with right now is a 3PL. And so they've been in business for 65 years and they were stuck before the $1 million mark. And so when we started to work with them and create a roadmap and a plan, they broke the $1 million mark within the first 12 months. And then with year two, they broke the $2 million mark. And, you know, right now we're building a strategy to scale them up to being a $5, $10 million company. And so those are simple strategies. I mean, 65 years in business and never broken a $1 million mark. You know, another example would be a medical spa practice that I worked with. You know, a doctor, very, very good in his field, but never really run a medical spa, never really understood that it was a numbers game. And so for him, he was stuck at, you know, $4,000-$5,000 a month. And by helping him put a tactical plan in place, we were able to really go and take that and turn it from $4,000 to $44,000 in 90 days. So massive transition, was able to open a brand new facility within a 12-month period of time and really grow that business to the next level. And then other business owners that have gone from, you know, $7.5 million to $10 million as they really started to understand, as the problems start to get bigger and the challenges, when we put those roadmaps in place, we're able to really help them understand how to eliminate the pieces that are not working and fill the gaps so that they can grow their businesses.
Thank you. Tell us the top 10 mistakes most companies that you've worked with have in common, in terms of, is it that the founder keeps a too tight control on everything that's happening? Or is it something else that seems to be like a common factor that most entrepreneurs who want to scale and cannot seem to do it sustainably have in common?
I think the number one is that they do not understand truly where their business is at today. And so when they build strategies or plans, it's not based on actually where their business is. I think they do not look at the opportunities that they truly have and maximize those opportunities. Business owners really do not understand the risk that is faced to them over a year, and they wait for the risk to just, it happens, versus them be proactive and understand how they could prevent that. They do not have true targets and really know what they're driving towards, these move the needle numbers. And I think business owners tend to look at their businesses as separate units, like sales, marketing, operations, whereas we look at them as a connected unit of how the entire business is connected together. And when all of those targets connect, they're able to understand the, you know, the water fountain effect that really helps them grow and scale their businesses. I think business owners do not invest enough time in their mindset and growing and understanding how to think differently about their business. And they do not understand how how to understand focus time versus distracted time. On average, a business owner wastes about 780 hours a year working on tasks that do not serve their business and do not help them grow. And I think business owners, you know, number nine here is, you know, they do not focus on profitability. That is not the ultimate goal for their business. Regardless of how small your business is, you truly need to be profitable. And number 10, I think they do not build the business with the ultimate vision in mind. And that's really the critical piece is the decisions you make today have to impact the future of your business in 2, 3, 5, or 10 years from now.
Thank you. What are your 10 commandments for scaling a multi-million dollar business without burnout?
Number one would be, I think you have to know your strengths as a person and what you are good at and not good at as a business owner. You know, you have to be able to work on a daily basis in eliminating your chaos and see what that looks like. You have to constantly, weekly, monthly, quarterly, be reviewing your business to see where it's at, what mistakes happened, what you did or didn't do. Number four is to really understand and be always focused every day on knowing and remembering what your point B is. Where are you going? What's that direction? Number five is to really focus on knowing every day what is your distracted time versus your focus time. You know, reviewing your targets every single day and being aligned towards your targets and how they work and what they do. And then really understanding how to, you know, the actions that you need to take on a daily basis, how to delegate, eliminate, and know what is the next piece of work that needs to be done, focusing just on the today. You've got to truly understand what value do you bring to your clients? How do you serve that? What's the solution that you're offering? You know, knowing who your dream customer is. Do not try and serve everybody. Know exactly who the customer is that you give a result for. And everything that you do in your business for somebody else must create some form of a transformation. And you have to understand exactly what that is and how you're going to do it.
Thank you. Are there any specific habits that an entrepreneur wanting to scale a multi-million dollar business without burnout should put in place every day in terms of a routine, a habit, an app, something to help them on their journey?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think they should be spending at least 15, 20 minutes at an absolute minimum. We call it the 1% rule on focusing on growing and evolving their business. And by doing that, they have a compounding effect and they start to think differently and grow their business.
Thank you. Tell us about any funny or interesting story of a business that you have scaled where perhaps you took an action that was out of the box or something that you felt was quite interesting?
We take out of the box actions all of the time. I think for most of the time that's pretty interesting is most business owners don't see the way they see their business after day one as they do after about 7 days of working with us. And, you know, often there's this realization like of business owners that they just suddenly get their business for the first time that they see it and they understand what they're actually trying to achieve. And that's probably like the biggest aha moment. I'm not sure we have like tons of like funny moments, but that's really like the critical piece where they have this like, wow, like I never saw it like that. These moments where it's like they come to me and they say, I did these five things and oh my God, that's such a crazy thought that I've been doing that for so long. And that's really like probably the funny pieces, the stuff that they come up with and tell me that they've wasted hours and hours of time doing.
Thank you. What are the top habits for someone to implement to avoid burnout? Is it something that you implement personally in terms of, is it meditation or breathing? Because I think that the biggest problem with burnout is that you have to have some sort of way to eliminate that particular burnout and that feeling of overwhelm. Is there anything you recommend entrepreneurs do to release that anger, resentment, failure, any other like negative emotion that they feel around their business so that every day they feel empowered again to scale the business and do it with courage?
Yeah, I think a morning routine is really critical. Like how they get up and start their day is going to be a really big piece. I think you have to, you know, we have a great structure to a morning routine where you know, the objective is to fill your cup back up. And to have some form of learning and understanding your point B, and really just getting out of that mindset of scarcity into growth mode. And I think one of the critical pieces for that for any business owner is gratitude. Is, you know, with gratitude, you can really appreciate where you are and the wins and the lessons that you have. And by learning that and practicing those pieces, like in a morning routine, sets you up for the success of the day.
Thank you. What are the top things that entrepreneurs should put in place to make more sales?
I think there's a thousand things that should go into place to do that. But I think truly understanding, you know, who your dream customer is, what your value ladder is, having a sales process is critical pieces. So much of the time, business owners just go out there and sell one person to the next person, but they don't have a framework to do that. And that means that it's different every single time, and it doesn't need to be. You know, sales is a process and systematic. And the more that it is, the more successful they will be at it.
Thank you. What would you say is the biggest drive for your success? What's the biggest, reason for your success?
I think the biggest reason for my success is because I too was burnt out when I ran my, multi-million dollar consultancy company. I mean, I was traveling from plane after plane to plane, and I just was burnt out. I was just got to the point where I was at an airport one day in Houston and didn't even want to go home. Like, I just had built a life that I did not love. And I truly believe that business owners can build a life and have a business that they love, and they can have both things. And so that's what I'm incredibly passionate about. And so my goal is to help 100,000 business owners have the life and the business that they would want.
Thank you. How can someone become empowered again to get this kind of drive? So imagine you have someone in front of you who is absolutely exhausted, fully burnt out, overwhelmed, and feels almost like they're at the end of the road. And let's say you're working with someone who is already working 16 hours a day, doesn't even have time to see you. What would you have someone do to start creating that tiny bit of time where they're even able to work with someone like you?
Yeah, we literally had that. I had a conversation with somebody last week. They'd been running their business for 3 years, completely burnt out. They'd gone and paid, you know, $10,000 to another coach, and that had completely, like, and they literally said to me, they were writing their resume and came across, you know, our platform and came to us and said, like, can you help us? And so the number one thing that I always do is help them, like, understand what is the chaos. Tell me all the things that you do on a daily basis that cause the chaos. And how long have you been doing that? What's the root cause of it? And so the exercise takes about an hour and 20 minutes. And by the time they do that, they actually feel like they have their back in control of their business. And that is the first step of us empowering them to take control back of their businesses by understanding the chaos they're in. You can't ignore it. You have to own it. And by owning it, they know that there is steps and a way out of it.
Thank you. In terms of increasing sales, what would you say is the top reason why businesses don't make more money and don't close more sales? Is there a leak that kind of happens between, you know, getting a lot of leads and not closing enough of them, or not getting enough leads, or having enough leads but not closing the deal at a high enough price that allows them to continue sustainably? What would you say is the top reason with the companies that you have worked with?
I think one of the number one reasons is that a lot of business owners do not like sales, and they see sales as a dirty word, and they don't feel like they're a salesperson. And so that becomes a real struggle because they don't understand the actual value that their business offers or what the solution is. So they feel like they're trading, you know, a service for a dollar amount versus a solution. And so I think you have to understand what your framework is. You have to understand also the process in which you sell. If you have a core product and you go straight to a cold market and you sell that, you're never going to be able to sell it. It's too far down the value ladder. And so you have to understand the process of sales. You have to start at your entry point level of products. You have to know who your customers are that are going to purchase that. What is the result they're going to get, and what is the pain that person is in? And by understanding these steps and having a process, process, it gives them the power to be have confidence in knowing what they're selling at the right time. And that, I think, is one of the biggest mistakes that people make, is a salesperson goes out there and they try and sell all these different things to all these different people, and they don't actually understand what the solution is. I mean, we have a very good sales process that we take people through, a sales training, to help people understand that. And there's lots of steps to it, but once you understand the principle or the methodology of it, it's much easier.
Thank you. So tell us about the sales process you would normally implement with most entrepreneurs you work with. Is it that you go through a process where you set up some first-time offers that are low ticket and then kind of offer something else that is higher? Or does every business have like a custom process, I imagine? What would you say is the most common sales process that you implement in most companies you work with?
Well, we work on like three pieces. So one is your value ladder, understanding your kind of lead magnets, entry level to your low ticket, to your core offers, to your reoccurring revenue. So those pieces are different for every business. But in reality, those four parts really take place, and we help entrepreneurs figure that out. Your sales process is your steps to go out there and sell, to how do you follow up with your leads? How do you close them? What's the timelines between each one? And then the third piece is your customer journey. What is actually the journey that your dream customer is on? You know, if you're selling to them a lead magnet today, or I sold you a lead magnet today, what, you know, in 25 days, when would be the next time that you would be ready to purchase from me? And by understanding those three elements and they'll be able to combine them, they have a very, very successful sales process to scale their business.
Thank you. What are some key elements that you have helped entrepreneurs to put in place? Is it AI-based marketing, or what would you say is are some things that you have put in place that enable them to close a lot more sales?
Yeah, and we don't focus a ton on the AI marketing piece, because you have to be able to truly understand how to input stuff into AI to get the right answers out. So for us, we see it as pretty dangerous for a small business owner that doesn't understand how to use it. Our frameworks are really based on helping them understand how to build a roadmap, how to set targets, how to create projects, how to know what tasks they need to complete on a daily basis to get closer from point A to point B. There is a step-by-step process that a business owner needs to take. And that is the starting point of any framework that we help them understand. Because if I teach you sales, you still need to know how many leads you need to go after. You still need to know how many customers you need to close. So the framework or the roadmap comes absolutely first before anything else.
Thank you. For those entrepreneurs that are getting thousands of leads and they are not so good at closing them, what advice would you give them?
I think you have to bucket them and understand the needs of those customers. And so getting in thousands of leads is not necessarily beneficial. You have to really be able to segment those lead lists to understand what message you're delivering to what people and what is the objective. I mean, your goal with thousands and thousands of leads is to identify the 3% that is really your customer today.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can find you.
They can find me in the Business Power Hub, which is our online growth platform and app. And so that is where we live. You can have coffee with me. You can come to live trainings and coachings. It's a completely free platform that we offer to help business owners, you know, understand and grow their businesses.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.